This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Budget Lumber, and happening Friday and Saturday, a special event in Myrtle Creek from the Myrtle Creek Tri-City Area Chamber of Commerce. Ted Rummus, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So talk about an event. We don't hear that very often these days. An event is going on. Tell us about it.
Well, you're absolutely right. Actually, this event is co-sponsored by the Myrtle Creek Elks Lodge and the Myrtle Creek Tri-City Area Chamber of Commerce. And it was kind of a brainstorm idea of some of the members of the Elks Lodge when we, of course, like everybody else, were shut down for a couple of months. And even though we're a fraternal membership club, we lost quite a bit of income as a result of that. And so we did the right thing for an organization. We put a committee together. And the committee decided, well, let's have something, some kind of an event. We own three parking lots that border Main Street. And so even though we weren't having a summer festival of music in the park, let's do something there. So they came up with this idea for a fun weekend and an open-air flea market, and it caught fire, and it's just been very successful in its response. So we're going to move forward starting at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Well, give us some specifics about what's going to be going on.
Well, with all this parking lot space we have and own, we decided that that's a great place to put vendors of all sorts and varieties, flea market, crafts, informational, whatever. And we had had good experience with the local Myrtle Creek Farmers Market out there over the summer. So we decided to expand on that. And we've got about 30, 35 vendors committed to it from 8 a.m. tomorrow until 6 p.m. Friday, and then 8 to 8 on Saturday. And then we also came up with some live entertainment. There's a local duo called New Age Phonograph, who's going to be performing in our parking lot from 5:30 to 8:30 on Saturday and for entertainment and dancing. We'll have a beer garden, beer and wine garden, a food truck, but actually it's going to be a food table with smoked tri-tip sandwiches, nachos, street tacos, hamburgers and hot dogs on the deck. Our resident karaoke master, Mr. Michael, will be performing up on the deck, Friday evening from 4 p.m. until ? And then Saturday afternoon, we were able to find our local dunk tank. It had moved around over the years, but we found it, and it's coming to the lodge parking lots, and we've got quite a lineup of folks who have, quote, volunteered to sit in the dunk tank and see how many times they can get dunked.
So what kind of names are we talking about here for this dunk tank?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that question. I'll give you their titles. Principal, South Umpqua High School. Vice Principal, Athletic Director, South Umpqua High School. Former Pool Manager, South Umpqua Memorial Pool. Myrtle Creek Chief of Police. The Detective from the Myrtle Creek Fire Police Department. President of the Myrtle Creek Tri-City Area Chamber of Commerce, City Myrtle Creek Public Works Director, a Fire Captain, Myrtle Creek Fire Department, a Fire Crew Member, President of the Main Street Myrtle Creek Association, our Chamber Vice President, and the owner-operator husband, Tom, of the Myrtle Creek Grocery Outlet.
Wow. So you've got a lot of opportunity there to have some fun and maybe get back at people, or whether you know them or not. The dunk tank is one of those classic things that people like, especially in the summer, and an opportunity to do that and help things out.
Exactly. Three balls for a dollar and 20 minute stints in the tank, as it were. So people don't get too wet and soggy, but most of them were volunteers. We had to twist a couple of arms, but we got the schedule filled, and we're expecting to have a real fun time with that. This is a fundraiser for our lodge, and a great event for a community event for the end of summer kind of thing, to get people to come out and just kind of roam around and have some food, have some beverages, listen to some entertainment, and have a good time.
And you've got good mild weather, warm but not too hot, so that should help you out as well.
I believe so. I think we're on a pretty good roll here, and we're going to let August go by the wayside and welcome September and Labor Day weekend and all that fall has to hold for us. And hopefully we will be able to continue some of our annual events next year. I can confirm by this phone call that we are planning on having the Timber Truckers Light Parade on December 12th this year. That's, of course, a very popular annual event. So just as an add-on to this conversation about events.
Wow, that's good to hear. Now, for people that are wanting to get out and experience this, you have a lot of interesting things going on from what you've described. Is there a cost to get into this, or how does this work?
There is no cost to enter the event. It's free. We have to help be COVID-19 compliant. We have a one way in, one way out entry point. We, of course, under the current guidelines from the state, at outdoor venues, masks are required. If social distancing cannot be maintained, we're going to make sure we have sufficient signage and masks available for anyone who wants them. And we're going to make some PA announcements to remind people, you know, that's what we're expecting, how we're expecting them to, comply, if you will, with the requirements, but yet still have a good time.
So what are the hours for the event?
Okay, so the vendor booths will be open from 8 a.m. Friday, tomorrow, until 6 p.m. And then on Saturday, it's all day, 8 to 8.
Neat. Anything else people ought to know about the event?
Yes, there are a couple of other features or situations I'd like to mention. One is that the local Elks Lodge here in Myrtle Creek is the custodian, if you will, of our district-wide drug awareness trailer. And it's very visible. Got a lot of signage on it. It's got a window that opens up. We're going to have some folks in there distributing literature and so on to people who are interested in receiving it. And we also have a volunteer elk member. We have a costume, if you will, a mascot costume, and she will be coming out and entertaining the crowd as Elroy Elk, as we call her. And one other thing about parking, important about parking. We have secured permission from Ireland Trucking Company to allow event parking on the property they own across from Alice's Pony Espresso near the Horse Creek Covered Bridge, and that will be signed accordingly so people will know that they can park there and there will be no fee for that either. So it's free, except food, beverages, and whatever you decide to purchase at the open air flea market.
Well, perfect. Something to do this weekend in Myrtle Creek, whether you live in that community or elsewhere in Douglas County. Chance to get out and have a little socially distant fun. The Elks Fun Weekend at Open Air Flea Market Friday and Saturday. Ted Romas with us this morning. Ted, thanks for being on.
Thank you for the opportunity, Kyle. Appreciate it. Hope to see everyone out here.
8:40 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.